All right, thank you. Chairman Brad Holton, I'll bring the meeting back to order. We've been in executive session. There were no decisions reached. The only business being brought forward was still on the table to consider before executive session, and that's consideration of this agreement that's before us. And with that, is there any further conversation, or do we want to consider the agreement at this point?
Of moving forward with the agreement as presented.
Okay. And I'm looking forward to working with Brent very much, and I think that it will be in the benefit of all involved.
Agreed.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second. I don't think we've made a motion, actually, so I'll make the motion.
So sorry.
That's okay. Chairman.
I'm so excited about this. I've missed a step. Very important, yes.
Chairman, I move that the board signs the contract with Canyon County and Orton Engineering for the Pond Lane Project Female Detention Facility for Civil Engineering Consulting and Design Services as presented.
I second.
Okay. Motion's been made and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Motion carries unanimously. All righty. Thank you, sir. All right. Do we have other items that we need to deal with from legal for this morning?
Chairman, I have one.
I have one, too.
You have a 1-2, so that makes 2. All right.
Yeah, mine's executive session, though. I don't know what.
Mine is not.
Okay.
Yesterday, we learned that Ada County has implemented a fee for cremation certificates of $40. They have to be issued to anyone that wants to have someone cremated. And I would like to look into also instituting that, because we have over 1,000 cremation certificates that we issued last year from the coroner's office. Ada County is about 4 times that. So where it's something that it's, if it's, you know, even a private family member has to come to the coroner, I think that's something that should have a fee attached for pay to play.
So. Chairman, I need additional discussion and information, so I was not a part of what Commissioner Brooks is referencing, and I want to make sure that is the proposal, because the county already subsidizes the cremation for indigent, but you're saying just the certificate itself is $40, so it's on top of, help me understand what you're talking about, because I really don't yet.
So if...
So first of all, don't connect it to indigent services at all.
Okay.
So this is somebody out here has a family member that passes away in the general public, and that individual wants to be cremated or wish to be cremated before they passed away. So their family, to make that happen at the funeral home or Cremation Services of Idaho, they have to get a certificate of cremation from the county coroner.
Okay.
And so we have had to issue over 1,000 of those in the last year. And I think that is something that the chairman's little old lady should not have to subsidize the coroner's time in issuing those.
Thank you for the clarification.
Will you look into that and see if talk to the coroner, see where the statutory grounds are for it, or if there's a rule or ordinance or something that makes sure if we... Yeah, then we just set it up as a fee schedule and have that as an administrator.
Yeah, we can. Yeah, that'd be good. You'll find the coroner's not in support of it, but.
And
I don't think people in the county should be subsidizing this particular action. So,
Chairman, do you have Commissioner Brooks? Do you have information on why the coroner would not be in support?
Just the email response stating basically she thinks that should be included in the services that the county provides.
I see. And I haven't seen that email, so maybe we can run that through legal and then have the board be able to evaluate her comments as well.
I think if legal can make a request to Ada County and get some of their background information on what they did, I think that, we can base whatever dollar fee is appropriate to Canyon County off of that. They've done the research, and the economy to scale or the dilution of their numbers compared to our numbers, I'm not stuck on the $40. It may be more, it may be less, depends what we determine. But I do believe that it is a pay-to-play fee that should not be encumbered by my retired little old fixed income lady. That I do concur about. Okay, so if legal could help us, Greg, would you put that on our to-dos list and we can follow up on it?
Mr. Chairman, based on yesterday's meeting as well, I have an item that would be appropriate for executive session.
Okay.
Concerning courthouse security.
Okay.
Okay.
Motions.
It could be as well. I mean, it's going to involve people, but it's a general. It's a general policy discussion of you're going to have to discuss who provides the security and who's got jurisdiction.
So it's a legal issue.
Yep.
Potential litigation.
Well, big potential litigation.
I just want to make sure when we're going into executive, we're clear.
Okay. So BDNF works for you?
Yes.
Okay, Chairman.
Do we have a second?
We haven't made a motion, so.
You have a motion.
No, I haven't made the motion yet, Chairman.
Oh, I thought Zach made the motion.
Mm-hmm. Chairman, I move that the board adjourns to executive session under Idaho Code 742061, subsection B for personnel, D for records exempt, and F to communicate with our legal counsel regarding pending or likely litigation.
I second.
Motion's been made and seconded. I just want to make a comment that I'm very grateful to my other commissioners keeping me straight on policy this morning. It seems a bit muddled, but I've had
no problem
days here. Yes. So today's I'm a rummy. Motion's been made and seconded. What say you, Commissioner Van Beek?
Yes.
Commissioner Brooks?
Yes.
Commissioner Holton says yes. Motion carries unanimously. So let's consider ourselves recessed into executive session, please.